It is now 9:30 this Monday, the 23rd day of April. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM, 11 degrees downtown, up to a high of 15 today, a little cooler should you stroll by the lake. UV index 7 or high under mainly sunny skies.
Indie opera classical music whiz Amanda Smith joins us this morning to talk about her concept for Tafla Music's April 26th presentation, House Music, the Classical Alternative. Now, this piece is part of Tafla Music's experimental immersive series at Toronto's Longboat Hall. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the collaboration and how you guys came together, because this is quite a different approach for Tafla Music.
It is, yeah. Well, this is its third season.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for me, I was able to do the first three House Musics.
Mm-hmm.
This will be my fourth House Music.
Mm-hmm. So you're an old pro now.
Yes. I've been around the block a few times.
You sure don't look it.
Well, yeah, so we came together about three seasons ago, and they wanted to have a show that was for a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted us to be able to play around and see what that would look like, taking Baroque music and putting it in another context.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested that we bring in a friend of mine. He's a modular electronic musician,
mm-hmm,
called Akot.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be our third time working together.
How is it that you suggested that? I mean,
how is it that they accepted that?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question as well.
Yeah. Well, I should say that Akot, he is a trained musician.
Right.
So, you know, he has an understanding of, like, musical composition,
mm-hmm,
and musical structure.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like a dance mashup? How would you describe
it? It's definitely an interweaving of genres.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear the Baroque music, you really hear Baroque music the way it's intended to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it on Baroque instruments. And then we balance it with the sounds of modular electronic music that's been specifically made to be paired with the Baroque music. And actually, oftentimes, it incorporates Baroque music itself and then kind of mixed up. So the actual instrumentation is actually in the composition of the electronic music.
Mm. Oh. So what's the inspiration for you?
Well, every show is different.
Mm-hmm.
This particular show, I started to think a lot about, you know, I was listening to the radio, news
Good.
Radio. A lot of news radio, and, you know, these days there's a lot of talk of the U.S. and tension with North Korea. So I started thinking kind of that doom and gloom, but I was thinking about what do we need in order to get through these very difficult times? And if it gets to the worst case scenario, how do we stay human?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And I was thinking about how the radio really is the ultimate source of public information in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly in the UK, I don't know if that's the case here. I wasn't able to find that. But in the UK, they have the OPIT procedures.
Right.
So I started thinking about that and how music is acknowledged as a way of calming people.
Mm-hmm.
And art, right? These outlets.
Yes, very definitely.
So
yeah.
That's what this show is about. I'm setting it in a bunker, and the sounds of Tafl music will be coming through the radio, and the sounds of Tafl music will be what calm us.
Mm-hmm.
And in between, we hear electronic music that helps to build the internal tension.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Now, so you've got featured artists. You've got let's talk about them. Let's talk about the soloists for this.
Well, soloists. We have. You mean the instrumental?
Well, there's Amanda. You're Amanda Smith.
Yeah.
Hello. There's a soprano.
Oh, Allie Smither. She's not going to be singing, but she is quite a talented soprano.
She is.
Yes, she is. But she's going to be joining us as an actor.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Well.
So it's. Yeah. Is it a play per se? Musical event? What?
I would call it a music drama.
Okay.
Music-drama.
Right.
There's also another way of putting it is music-theater. So not musical theater, but music-theater. Peter Maxwell Davies writes music for this. And it's really about, it's not opera, it's not theater, but it's an amalgamation of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's theater forward with music driving it forward.
Right. And there's still a theme.
Absolutely. It will be a dramatic work
Great.
Throughout. but still maintaining its concert feel. Right.
Does it have a happy ending?
I'm leaving it open.
All right, fair enough.
Makes sense. I guess everybody walks away with what they need to think about.
Yes, exactly. But yeah. I think that the point of it will be so that people walk away with the sense of music providing hope.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got some featured artists here that are, are they all members of Tafla Music?
That is correct, okay. With the exception, obviously, of Akote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've got Mozart, and what else is on the program?
We also have Boccherini, mm-hmm. and we have a James Rolfe piece in
wow.
that, which is kind of cool and unique to this
From
program.
From Winnipeg, yeah? He's still there?
Yeah. He just had a show here.
Okay.
The Overcoat.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Morris Panitch directing.
So I guess he's living here now. But that's a really unique piece to put in our program. That's specifically for the house music mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So that's very exciting.
Now, you studied voice?
I did, yeah.
Now, does that help you work with singers? Does that give you a greater empathy for what their needs are?
Absolutely. Yep, I did my undergrad in singing, yeah. and then while I was there, I combined that with training as a director.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to opera school as a director.
Ah.
So all my training is around the voice
mm-hmm.
and how to integrate music into a theatrical work.
Mm-hmm.
So, just having an understanding of that allows me to have a very singer-forward perspective.
Because didn't you just direct Don Pasquale or something?
I did, yeah, for Stratford Summer Music.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, thank you for coming in. I hope you have
this
a fabulous show.
Cool.
It really
yeah.
does sound pretty cool. And kudos to Tafla Music for doing it.
Great.
We've been talking with Amanda Smith, the Tafla Music, about the Tafla Music production, House Music, the Classical Alternative. It's taking place this Thursday night, April 26th, at Longboat Hall, the Great Hall. For tickets, call 416-964-9562 or go to my.taflamusic.org. Thanks a lot, Amanda.